This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Things right now are not great on a whole lot of levels. But hey, at least it's not the zombie apocalypse, right? But in that apocalypse could lie some lessons. We called up Max Brooks for a chat. He wrote, most notably, World War Z and the Zombie Survival Guide to get some perspective on a situation that does feel kind of apocalyptic at the moment. Max, it's good to have you on.
Good to be here, Kai.
You have talked about your books being self-help guides, really, or how-tos. And this seems like an interesting moment for you to be looking out there and saying, oh, yeah, I wrote about this.
Well, you know, I wasn't really trying to predict the future so much as drawing on the past. World War Z was really based on SARS. So I really wasn't trying to be prophetic in any way. I was simply trying to look at how we had handled disasters throughout our history.
You have a side gig too, right? You work at, you consult for the, not the, who is it? The Army, the Pentagon? Who is it?
Several. I'm a senior non-resident fellow at two think tanks. And I've also done work for the, of all things, the Blue Ribbon Biodefense Panel, which is trying to get us ready for, of all things, the next pandemic.
So what are those lectures like? When you stand up there and say, hey, everybody, I'm Max Brooks, how does that go?
It's always the same. I always get a few cocked heads, you know, who is this guy? And then by the end of the lecture, there's always one person who will corner me afterwards and say, listen, I heard what you said and I need you to come talk to my group. And that's pretty much been the same way since World War Z became reading at the Naval War College.
So when these people come to you and say, come talk to my organization, what do you think it is that they want to hear?
You know, I think as an outsider, I have the advantage of the big picture. And so I can connect things like science to economics, to national security, to popular culture. Because the truth is, it's all connected.
Yeah. It will be easy to politicize this next answer, and I want you not to do that.
Okay.
Is what we're seeing here... And look, let me preface this by saying the Trump administration has fallen down on the job, has only recently understood the gravity of this. Is this a failure of government or is it a failure of us, I guess?
This is a failure of us because we are the government. The Chinese get to blame Xi Jinping. The Iranians get to blame the mullahs. We don't get to blame anybody but who we see in the mirror because if we don't like our leadership, we put them there. And as much as we have a historically unqualified captain of the ship of state, that ship has been rusting underneath us for some time. You know, it's not just Trump's fault that we have been dismantling institutions like the CDC. It's not just his fault that we have anti-vaxxers. We are to blame as a democratic society.
Last thing, and I'll let you go. I want to end on a slightly more upbeat note. You tweeted out a video a day or two ago, whenever it was, about staying home and about staying in touch with your dad, but doing it the right way. Your dad, of course, being Mel Brooks. What's the response been to that one?
Unbelievable. The last time I checked, we got something like 12 million views all around the world. It's just sort of exploded, which is a great thing because all I was trying to do was drive the point home that it's not just about you getting infected. It's who you can infect. You have to think about your loved ones. You have to think about the people who are compromised. So I thought, what better example than me to stand on one side of a window and my dad on the other and say, listen, this is who I could infect.
You ought to see it. It's Max Brooks Author is his Twitter handle. It's a good one. Max Brooks, Zombie Survival Guide, World War Z, a bunch of other stuff. Max, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you, Guy. Take care. Be safe.